This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Here we go with another hour of What's on Your Mind, my friends. Scott Henin, Kevin Flynn, at your service. Brought to you this hour by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. You can find out more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Email in on a comment from last hour. As much as I would like them to impeach Biden over and over again for all the things he's done, we need to play long ball on this. I think you leave him alone and go after the people around him, like the crooked lawyers and accountants that set up these fraudulent shell companies. Go after everyone around him and isolate him. If the Republicans impeach him, the press will jump in and carry his water and do whatever it takes to keep him in position, and this will end up hurting conservatives, says Steve. Thank you, Steve, for that email. What you've described has happened. Happened in the Clinton era, for sure. Became political albatross for Republicans. So, interesting point. We're going to ask tomorrow Michelle Fischbach and Congressman Kelly Armstrong, two members of Congress, Michelle Fischbach, Minnesota, Kelly Armstrong, North Dakota, about their take on the impeachment question. They'll both join us on tomorrow's edition of What's on Your Mind. Right now, we get to talk about an exciting project, the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, in Medora, North Dakota. They're turning dirt. Things are happening. And the CEO of the Presidential Library, Ed O'Keefe, is back to give us an update on the project. Ed, how are you?
I'm excellent, Scott. How are you?
Well, I'm great. And it's good to have you in North Dakota. I know you got the busy times here, so you're rolling around the state. And glad to have you here. Other than that, your perch is out east, right?
Well, I'm here, there, and everywhere. We, you know, the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library is a global project. We're very proud North Dakota roots, so I'm happy to say that we're getting support from across the nation and across the globe for this amazing, magnificent project. And what a remarkable milestone. We are turning dirt, as you said. The construction has begun in Medora. It's an amazing moment for this remarkable project that's been going along for several years now, and we're going to do the earthwork and the foundation, and then we're going to turn to the steel beams and mass timber in the spring. So you begin to see a structure coming out there. You go to the Medora Musical, you can take a walk on over to the construction site and see what's going to come to life by July 4th, 2026, the 250th anniversary of America.
I'm kind of a nerd in that I love presidential libraries and have made it a point to get to Reagan several times, Nixon's a couple of times in Yorba Linda, California, Gerald Ford's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Kennedy's out near Boston, and I think Truman's too, where in Missouri or something. But
I just
am fascinated by it, and I think most people don't really, if they have not been to one, understand what a presidential library is. You know, the library term kind of throws people off; they think it's a book. But explain what this will be, Ed.
Well, it's exactly right, Scott. I mean, it's not a library in the sense of a traditional place with books. It's going to be an experience. I mean, this will be a place you can come with your family. I mean, we like to say, like, as opposed to some of those other presidential libraries, which I love and I've been to. I actually just traveled down to Independence, Missouri, and went to the Truman Library. I just went to Abilene, Kansas, and saw the Eisenhower Library, and stopped at Lincoln in Springfield, and we're going to stop at Gerald Ford again later this summer. So, you know, they're all magnificent in their own way, but they're usually created with the living president, with the exception of Kennedy, as you mentioned, and FDR, really trying to put their first imprint on the rough draft of history, telling the story of their presidency from their perspective. And, it, you know, this is different. This is 100 years later. Theodore Roosevelt has been gone from the earth for 100 years. We're working with the descendants of the Roosevelt family. But what we really want to do is create an experience where you can learn not just about, but from Theodore Roosevelt. He's a great patriotic American hero. You know, he lived at a time of tumultuous change in the country. He stepped up. He was a leader. He looked out and created what became the American century. We want to talk about leadership, citizenship, conservation. You know, his work in the national parks, his work across the fields of just global expansion. And we want people to feel it. We want them to do things. We want them to actually be able to not just look at artifacts under glass, which is obviously, you know, I'm a history buff too. I love that. There will be the real deal there. But we want people to charge up San Juan Hill and feel that patriotic and creative energy of that incredible moment. We want people to go into the White House and feel what it would have been like to debate with Theodore Roosevelt. I mean, there's just going to be a lot of tremendous experiences, not just passive things to do.
What do you, I know you'll collect many, many things between now and the opening, but what have you already secured that most excites you that maybe isn't right now able to be seen by anybody, but now we'll be able to? Do you come out of the warehouses or, you know, the family gives you? What would tantalize us with a couple of what the exhibits will be?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, Scott. I mean, again, you know, 99% of Theodore Roosevelt's archive is locked away in storage. It is not able to be seen by the American public, which, of course, was not the intent. Sagamore Hill is a beautiful site as a part of the National Park System. You could go and you could tour T.R.'s home. You could see objects from his family and his life. That's tremendous. You can go to the boyhood home. You can encounter a lot of original artifacts. That's fabulous. But there's so much more. I'll tell you, you know, one of the items that gave me chills is the Roosevelt Family Bible. T.R. took the oath of office on the Family Bible in 1905. That object has never been on public display. You can see in the margins T.R.'s notes, you know, both about scripture as well as his thoughts at the moment. He sort of used his Bible and carried it on through the years as, of course, a guiding force in his life and a place where he would document not just his thoughts on scripture, but things that were happening in the family and in his life. And that's a tremendous artifact that we hope to have here in North Dakota. T.R. received a ring from John Hay, who worked with Abraham Lincoln and later served as the Secretary of War for Theodore Roosevelt. So imagine that. He, you know, John Hay, he spanned Lincoln all the way to T.R. And upon that inauguration in 1905, when Theodore Roosevelt won the presidency in his own right, he was an accidental president ascending through the assassination of William McKinley. But in 1904, he wins his own election. In 1905, he's inaugurated. And John Hay gives him a ring with a locket of Lincoln's hair to inspire him and remember the example of Abraham Lincoln. So those are just two of many, many objects that we hope to have here at the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, remarkable pieces of American history that, you know, not they don't just teach you about the past, they teach you about the present and inspire you for the future.
Why is it there hasn't been a presidential library for Teddy Roosevelt, given that there are so many of them?
Yeah, T.R. Predated the presidential library system. It began with FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Of course, FDR was married to Eleanor Roosevelt, who was Theodore Roosevelt's niece. I get asked that question a lot. How are T.R. and FDR related? They're distant cousins, but really the relationship is through Eleanor. So the presidential library system starts under FDR, and then Hoover is still alive. So Hoover builds a presidential library, technically second after FDR, and then every president subsequent has built a presidential library. or is in the process of doing so. And so TR donated a lot of his artifacts to the Library of Congress. He gave his presidential papers to the Library of Congress. A lot of his personal materials ended up in the National Park System, but really they're spread across the winds to 70 different institutions all across America and the globe. And this is a really unique opportunity to reunite those things. But it's not just about the objects, Scott. I mean, I love them. I'm a history nerd as well. I'm going to spend hours and hours and hours going through each one of those pieces of incredibly important American history. But I think I want to, you know, the next generation of Americans, that we need to be re-inspired that this is a great experiment in democracy. You know, when Benjamin Franklin emerged from Independence Hall, he was asked, you know, what do we have? He said, a republic if you can keep it. And what this institution is going to be about is not just yesterday, but today. And what do we do to make this country look at the values and the principles that have really propelled it forward into the future.
That's a great point. The world needs more TRs, that's for sure. Short break, back with more with Ed O'Keefe, CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, after this.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been 1 week that you looked at me. Cock your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days that you laughed at me. Then get back together, come back and see me. 3 days.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Gateway Building Systems. My friends at Gateway Building Systems really understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage, right? And so they're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. Provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, the towers, the conveyors, the whole works. They've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock Solid Bins. For more information, go to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. Behavioral health in schools. What are coaches dealing with? What are teachers dealing with? We're going to talk about that with our friends from Sanford Health coming up at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Boatload of text to get to as well from the listeners, and we'll share those before the end of the hour as well. Continue our chat with Ed O'Keefe, CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. Talk about Medora. I know some people have said, gosh, that library is going to be an amazing thing. It should be where people are all year long. It should be in Fargo or Bismarck or whatever. What do you say to folks that that say Medora is not the right spot?
I think as Mount Rushmore helps the entirety of South Dakota, the TR Library is going to take and help the entirety of North Dakota. Medora is a magical place. It is the home of Theodore Roosevelt National Park, the only park in the entire system named for a person, let alone a president. Never going to go anywhere. It's there forever. It's built to last. Harold Hamm, our lead and founding benefactor of this project, who very generously donated $50 million at the end of last year and was announced at the State of the State by Governor Burgum earlier this year. He said he invested in this project because it is built to last. He invests in things that he sees for a lifetime, a century, not just a generation or a couple of years. And Medora has had a almost mythical quality to its existence since the Marquis de Moore founded it along with his wife in 1883. And over those past 140 years, it's seen characters like Theodore Roosevelt and Harold Schaefer. And, I think that there's just something extraordinarily special about the Badlands. It's one of this state's greatest assets. And people are going to come from east and west. They're going to come from all around. They're going to come from north and south, from Canada and on family trips from up through Mount Rushmore. They're going to do the TR Triangle, right? They're going to see the TR National Park. They're going to see our library. They're going to head out to Yellowstone and Glacier. This is something that's going to benefit all of, not just of North Dakota, but all of the country. I mean, it's a pilgrimage, and it's a platform for the discussion of leadership, citizenship, and conservation. And I just really can't think of any better place than where TR lived and ranched and where he was inspired to pick himself back up through hard work and resilience, the values he learned in North Dakota. And as he said, he would never have been president without his experiences in North Dakota. And those experiences, for a large part, happened in and around Medora.
The only way you build a facility like this is through philanthropy, right?
That is correct. The generous contributions of folks like Harold, who have invested so much in North Dakota, and North Dakota has given him so much. We are blessed, truly blessed, to have benefactors large and small across the state. I mean, it's great to have Harold as our lead benefactor of the project. Incredibly grateful to he and Continental Resources. But, $26 makes a difference, too. We want everyone in the arena for this project. It is going to be a real hallmark and a special significance for the entire state. So it's not too late. We are not done fundraising. We want everyone to get in the arena with us at trlibrary.com/donate. Please, any amount makes a difference. We really want everybody to feel like this is their library. This is our library. This is a point of pride for the entire state. And any amount truly does make a difference.
I remember shortly after the very generous Ralph Engelstad donation to the University of North Dakota. Ralph was a friend of mine, and he had the means, so he gave $100 million to the University of North Dakota. And, of course, it's been, built a heck of a hockey arena and helped a lot of the University of North Dakota athletes over the years. But a lot of people after that said, you got Ralph, you don't need me. And I would imagine some people could say the same about the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. You got Harold. Harold gave $50 million. Why do you need me? But explain the scope of this project and why, as you say, $26 helps as well, because you've got a huge undertaking here to support this facility, right?
Well, exactly. That's exactly right. I mean, Ralph's gift. I'm from Grand Forks, Scott. We've been to a lot of UND games. My cousin's husband, Dave Haxtall, was the coach there for 11 seasons, did an incredible job. Now out with the Seattle Kraken. I mean, you know, they're not just building great hockey players. They're building the character of great student athletes who hopefully become great citizens. Maybe they go on to the NHL, maybe they don't. But the lessons they learn in that arena and at that university are much bigger than what happens on the ice. And I think it's a great parallel to what we're trying to do. And you've seen some of those philanthropic efforts make a huge difference at North Dakota State University, at NDSU. You know, that premier football program has become a point of pride for the school and the state, but it's also just led to a revitalization of a whole different kind of student and student athlete who can come to the school. I think of our work with Dickinson State University. You know, they've invested in the Theodore Roosevelt Center out at DSU. They're digitizing the archive of Theodore Roosevelt. That's enabled us to create this partnership. I mean, without Dickinson and without DSU, the TR Library does not exist, period. So, you know, these projects, these big projects, they do require large and small. They do require everybody to get in the arena and get involved. There is no such thing as a small donation. Every bit makes a difference. It's important that you have not just the buy-in of those who can give a lot, but those that really feel like it's their project, it's our project, it's North Dakota's project. I mean, this is what happens in these cultural institutions. You know, the Statue of Liberty, a gift from France on the centennial of America, sat in pieces. I mean, it was literally disassembled upon arrival, and it was the school children of America who gave in pennies and nickels and dimes that actually raised the several hundred thousand dollars, which would be the equivalent of millions today, to assemble Lady Liberty and put her out into the harbor. Nobody thinks of that today. Nobody thinks, oh, well, that, you know, of course the Statue of Liberty must have been an obvious project at the time. It wasn't. You know, it wasn't. It's the St. Louis Arch in the Gateway Arch in St. Louis. Same similar story. You know, it takes the involvement of the people to make big projects like this happen. So we're enormously grateful to Harold. He is leading by example. He is reinvesting in North Dakota and Western North Dakota in particular. But it's going to have a big benefit across the state, and I hope everyone will get involved.
Dirt is being moved, and you open when?
July 4th, 2026, 250th anniversary of America. We are going to be a part of a nationwide patriotic celebration. It's not just going to be Philadelphia, New York, San Francisco, and Seattle. You're going to see Medora, North Dakota, as a part of that big 250th birthday party for America and the Declaration of Independence.
I love it. Ed O'Keefe, the CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. Blessed to have this project happening right here in the great state of North Dakota, that's for sure. And Medora is the perfect spot. It's going to be great. Ed, thanks for the time. Take care.
So good to be with you, Scott. Take care.
You as well. Enjoy the conversation. We'll keep in touch. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
USA News Update, another day of hideous heat and ugly air travel around the country. Adding to the woes, the smoke from wildfires in Canada is back. New York Governor Kathy Hochul's telling the people who run kids' summer camps to be careful.
Camp counselors, be aware these kids need to be protected. They're younger. They have some of them have health challenges. And making sure that they have everything they need to probably stay indoors.
New York City's giving away masks at firehouses and transit hubs. In Texas, Congressman Tony Gonzalez says the intense heat is deadly for those trying to make it over the border.
Imagine being smuggled in a trunk. Imagine being smuggled in a train. Imagine being smuggled in an 18-wheeler.
And in Los Angeles, the power company says it won't cut off people who are late paying their bills. As for travel, approaching what could be the busiest holiday weekend in years, FlightAware counts about 2,200 canceled or delayed flights so far today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By PetroServe USA, home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Good. I'm going to make you hungry now. I apologize. But it's what I do. A little home cooking. Waiting for you at PetroServe USA. Swedish meatballs today. That sound good? Valley City is.
Bring that.
Swedish meatballs.
Yes.
West Main Avenue, West Fargo has them, and Glendon has them. All three locations. PetroServe USA. Lasagna, also in Valley City. Meatloaf in Harwood. They have Sloppy Joe's and Swedish Meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Bacon Cheeseburger Mac at 12th Avenue and I-29. Lasagna at NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. And Parmesan Chicken on 45th Street, 9th Avenue Southwest. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right.
Got to say, my phone's blowing up a bit over the Teddy Roosevelt talk. And mostly, in fact, all positive.
You know,
about the idea of it being a destination. You know, like Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere at the time, but
I mean,
all iconic. I thought I'd put that perfectly.
I think Medora's in its infancy still, too.
Oh, exactly.
Of what it can
yes,
become.
Totally agree.
So you add that in, and then the other things that will continue to grow there, and, you know, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, look how many people go to the musical. It's a destination, just that musical alone.
Well, I like any great attraction.
Yeah.
You know? And the library will just add to it. I'm excited to see what out goes.
We're going to go.
I'm
in the tank for the thing, 100%.
I'm a Teddy Roosevelt fan, too, man.
I love Teddy, and I love presidential libraries. So it's just the idea of having one in North Dakota, to me, is just outstanding. So.
I talk softly, and I carry a big stick.
It's just so much about TR to love.
You
it's
bet.
Just unbelievable. We're going to talk a little bit about behavioral health and integrative health next up here. Our guests include the Executive Director of Behavioral Health Services, Sanford Health Bismarck, Mike Solway, and Laura Bohan, an Integrative Health Counselor at Sanford Health Fargo. Mike and Laura, welcome to the program. Thanks for taking the time for us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Glad to have you. Such an important topic. Mike, I want to ask about athletes. And the partnership with local schools at Sanford Health has, and why reaching athletes or their coaches or athletic mentors is such an important part of the behavioral health services that Sanford provides.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we're talking a little bit of athletes today, but we've done a really good job of working with schools in both the Fargo and Bismarck market to reach all students for behavioral health, but we recognize that there must be a, you know, just an upstream approach for behavior health. And so we do have strength and conditioning coaches that are embedded in some of our schools, and we've made a concerted effort now to teach those coaches. We have a program called Be Heard, which is basically a first aid program for mental health, and we've done a big initiative to make sure that all of our strength and conditioning coaches are trained within Be Heard so they can recognize some of the signs and symptoms. And then, you know, we don't expect them to be a behavioral health clinician, but we certainly expect them to know what to do if they, if there is a kiddo or an athlete that's in need. We had a tremendous story last year where one of our strength and conditioning coaches, and I mean, we all know that coaches form some significant bonds with athletes, and we had a young athlete that was in crisis and had developed a really strong relationship with one of our coaches and let him know, you know, that he planned to take his life. And so our coach went to work, used some of the training that he had, and he got that gentleman to the right services. And that's a big story for us in Bismarck, and shows the importance of this work. And so I think it's a continued focus that we have to think differently, and we have to get upstream. And it's been a big success here in both Fargo and Bismarck and in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, and in one sense, you mentioned, you know, schools in general, there a teacher has to spot that and then obviously get that particular student help. In the case of the athletes, many times these are Sanford employees and that are well trained in this and can act right away, right?
Yeah, yep. We put a lot of training into our, you know, the coaches that are in the schools working with these kiddos, and so you're correct. They now have, you know, they know what to do in crisis, and it's spooky. I mean, I've been in those situations too with taking care of families, and it's a scary time. And so when someone knows the workflows and the protocols, it goes a lot smoother. So, yeah, extremely important work.
Help me understand the scary part of that.
I think, you know, I can maybe speak to some examples that I've seen within our coaches is just they're not trained in that world. And so they're just not trained to have an athlete say that they might not make the weekend. And so if you're not really trained in that work, it's a spooky time. You want to do what's right. You want to take care of that young person. And so just, I think from the experience we've seen is folks don't know the right course of action right there. And so if we can just provide some education and provide them a resource right now, we've worked a lot with our athletic trainers to make sure that they're trained in not only just a physical injury, but also a mental injury. And so the coaches have a resource to go to right away. And we've done a lot of strong work with our partnerships within the schools. And so now they just feel if that situation arises, they have a resource and they have a plan, and that makes the situation a little less scary.
Yeah, no kidding. And to hear that from a student, you'd like you say, that would be instantly, ooh, what do I do? And I want to do this exactly right. Laura, talk a little bit about reaching patients where they are. And, you know, when you see a need, it could be critical. Again, we're talking with Mike. It could be life-saving decisions. How do your integrative health counselors help patients, maybe in those annual routine visits, spot a need?
Yeah, definitely. So one thing that's really unique about our integrated health team is that we partner very closely with the primary care providers. And our primary care providers do a phenomenal job of building relationships with their patients. And as part of all, you know, annual wellness exams, we do routine screening for mental health concerns. And because of that solid relationship that patients have with their primary care providers, oftentimes they feel really comfortable asking those or answering those difficult questions in a really honest way. So they might share concerns with their provider that, yeah, you know, I have been having thoughts of ending my life or, you know, hurting myself in some way. And in those situations, the primary care provider is able to collaborate with the integrated health team. And we work with patients to just really meet them where they're at and kind of talk about what resources might be available to them, you know, what type of, you know, informal supports do they have? What type of, you know, friends and family members can they reach out to? But also, what are some services and supports within the community that we can access? So we work collaboratively with patients to develop a plan to promote safety and just really help them in that time of crisis.
Mike, we've talked before about virtual health and how it's a wonderful opportunity to get to more people, especially in rural areas. How's that initiative coming along?
Excellent. So we kicked it off at the end of March. We had one provider. We are now up to four providers, and we have another one joining here in August. Just grabbed some stats before, and we've already scheduled 2,059 patients in this virtual platform. And so I think, you know, what I would mention today is that this is in conjunction with our local providers, and so each region, all across Sanford footprint, we're doing everything we can to onboard new and more behavioral health providers. This is just helping us assist getting. I mean, we can't do it alone, and so we need to have different platforms. And so it's been a significant success. Hopefully, we can continue recruiting and continue providing that opportunity for patients. And like you said, especially if someone is in Western North Dakota and they don't have access, they can schedule through MyChart, they can schedule in with a provider, and they can get the help they need without having to drive a couple hundred miles. And so it's off to a wonderful start, and hopefully we can continue to build on the early success.
Yeah, that could transform healthcare. That's pretty cool when you think about the amount of people that would previously not get care. Say, okay, this is easy. I'll get the care. And by the way, my chart is super, super easy to maneuver. I would encourage people to take that route rather than put off an office visit. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think that's one thing the pandemic taught us is that folks, especially in behavioral health, virtual behavioral health has been a big success. And so patients like it. And so we've really tried to capitalize on the success of that.
Laura, last question. We're talking about integrative health and that counseling that goes on available in family medicine clinics to see patients where they're in. But how is the virtual care opening the door for more opportunities to provide treatment for patients on the mental and behavioral health side? What's the impact there?
Yeah, I think, you know, just as Mike said, the impact is huge. So certainly with our folks in rural areas, but also our primary care integrated health therapists, we will have virtual sessions with people for a variety of reasons. So really anything we can do to reduce barriers and promote access is something that we want to promote. And there can be so many different reasons why someone might want a virtual appointment, right? It could be transportation difficulties. Sometimes stay-at-home parents, you know, it's difficult to line up childcare, but they're able to make time over their child's nap time. Sometimes people might have some health conditions that make it difficult to come into the office. So really there's just a variety of reasons why someone might be interested in this virtual platform. And we really want to do whatever we can to promote access for people.
Fascinating. Well, I've learned a bunch today, and I think others have as well. Always appreciate this as a, you talk to a law enforcement officer, you talk to a teacher, you talk to, you know, coaches. Everybody is dealing with some form of behavioral health issue and need to be, as the superintendent once told me, we don't just have teachers anymore. They have to be behavioral health experts and teachers. And they're not a behavioral health expert. So it's very challenging, and they've got to access the right amount of health care. So important topic for sure. Mike Solway, thank you very much. Laura Bonham, thank you. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Executive Director of Behavioral Health Services, Sanford Health, Bismarck, and Fargo's Integrative Health Counselor at Sanford Health, Laura Bowen, Mike Solway, joining us today on the program. All right, when we come back, we're going to empty our mailbox here and get that cleared off and ready to go. Last chance to weigh in on kind of the final cherry on top of this Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind after a timeout.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover kinder care.
Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tell you about my friends at High Road Insurance. Independent, local brokerage, which means they can work with a variety of carriers to provide the best options for you. Do you know that? When you work with an agent, you're charged no more than when you work directly with a carrier. And working with an agent gives you a guide who is looking out for your best interests and can help you see multiple plans. They're locally owned and operated at High Road Partners. The benefit strategists, instead of seeing you once a year for your renewal, they work to understand your company, your talent needs, your budget, assist you with building a multi-year strategy. Year-round dedicated personal support, years of knowledge and experience, same technology as the bigger firms. They don't have sales goals because they emphasize service and relationships and specialize in health insurance with business and HR backgrounds. HighRoadPartners.com, and you can change your broker at any time. Regardless of your plan, they do all that work for you, too. HighRoadPartners.com to learn more and set up a meeting. HighRoadPartners.com. All right, some of your comments in the mailbox here before we go. Ask your guests what their experience is with reactive attachment disorder. why it seems to be completely downplayed by the medical community. It's a far more common diagnosis, which is unproductive since treatment is almost opposite of what behavior mental health is. Obviously, a question for our guests who are gone, and I apologize for that. Another listener says, I'd much rather go to Medora to visit than Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, or Minot. That listener's okay with the
there you go.
Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library being in Medora. Yeah, totally understand what you're saying. I want to agree with an earlier texter that you need to bring the cabal around Biden down. Mayorkas, Ray, Garland, attorneys who set up the LLCs. Biden could be brought down later. Really don't want Kamala to have the honor of first woman president, providing they can define women.
Exactly.
Another listener says, Biden's Alzheimer's condition is starting to get worse. As time progresses, I think in time, he won't remember who he is and will forget he is even president, which he is in name only.
Right.
But for health reasons, he'll be removed from office. God forbid we get Hackle Harris.
Oh, my gosh.
Hackle Harris. That's a good name for her.
Yeah.
But God bless the flag. Well, thank you for that. Will Biden's library come with crayons and an X rating? Maybe the alphabet is in it. I hope it's underground regardless. You Biden library. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They're going to talk about
that's
Hunter. Might need an X rating.
Special place.
Yeah.
It? Yeah.
The pizza guy was on Rob Schmidt last night as well. Great interview as always. I love my Newsmax. Newsmax
and, you
is
know,
really great.
And the way you can help the pizza guy, Scott Lobato, is give him a follow. Give him a follow on Instagram or Twitter. He's grown 10,000 followers in a day and a half. So that's how you help him.
Spoke for a lot of people when this nonsense of, global warming, we need to ban the pizza ovens, crying out loud. Just shut up.
He reminds me of Dice Clay from back in the day.
Yeah, he does.
Like when the Dice Man, what do you want? What's wrong with you?
He's 100% New Yorker.
Every other word is an F-bomb in a lot of his videos, too.
NYC, baby.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He is. By the way, Newsmax is really, really good. And I'm glad you pointed that out. Fox has gone, I don't know. Fox News at the top of the hour, I'm getting weary with. Maybe we should switch that out.
I got Newsmax on in here. Watch National Report as we speak.
Yeah.
Got it up on the monitor.
Tell me if you think we should change Fox News at the top of the hour. Move it out. Let me know. Let me know your thoughts on that. It may be time.
A lot of the personalities on Fox. Gutfeld, Rocks, I like Waters.
Jesse Waters is really good.
But you just wonder how much those guys are being told. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know.
100%
Levin, you're not gonna budge one bit with. He'll tell you to pound sand.
Well, he's such a good legal mind that I think he's less prone to some of the things they worry about from a Jesse Waters.
You can all kiss my butt as I leave here.
He's just a wicked smart lawyer, one of the best.
He's the go-to for me. Him and Dershowitz for some, but yeah.
Here's more text. How has Trump's life gotten better from taking on this fight?
Well.
How has he benefited?
Amen.
If he wanted to get more money and be liked by the most powerful people, then he would have remained a Democrat.
Hey, he already was, yeah.
Which most people forget he was a Democrat.
Exactly. He schmoozed with all of them. Gave them all money. They all loved him.
Just like I used to be before him. Another listener. Mo would be a dangerous candidate, especially if she runs as the first transgender person of color. Libs would be ecstatic. Mo must be the initials for Michelle Obama.
Yep.
I'm getting out of that.
That's what I said earlier, yep. Call her Mo from now on.
Oh, you could call her Mo.
Yep.
All right.
Because you said you throw up a little in your mouth when you hear her name, so I didn't want to.
Yeah, well,
I don't want to trigger you, brother.
I understand.
I care about you.
I appreciate that very much.
You know I do.
Yeah. Listener says, the deep state swap is very two-faced. They are so busy getting the goods on each other, just in case they need ammo if something comes out against them. The deep state duo. Michelle Obama said she had no interest in running and was going back to messing up our kids' lunches. She would have to show her.
Oh, yay.
She would have to show her birth certificate, and years-long lie would be exposed. All right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. No to Michelle Obama and jail for the Bidens. There you go. All right, my friends, God bless you one and all, and thank you for listening to the program. We're going to be back here tomorrow. We have Michelle Fischbach, Congresswoman from Minnesota, and Kelly Armstrong, Congressman from North Dakota, tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and heights, not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.